All right, guys, how you doing? This is part two that I've been doing of this right now. We are here, folks, and that's what I'm calling this presentation basically to you, so get this information out to your friends, family, coworkers, whoever you can, because this is vital information to what's really going on around us. A lot of people don't know about. So it's things that you could take into consideration, they can take into consideration, you all can talk about it. But Fauci, he warned the Trump administration in 2017 that an unknown infectious disease was likely to spread widely within years. He basically warned Trump that it was going to be in his administration time. You know, it's like, what? You know, he predicted this, especially it's happening right now in an election year. So if you're following the last video, you would definitely get why I put up Dr. Fauci here and exposed him in this. He has a lot to do with what's going on. But I'm going to go on further, and I'm going to talk a little bit about what's something else that a lot of people don't know about, which is Bill Gates and Richard Branson. Did you know that Bill Gates and Richard Branson were betting that lab-grown meat would be in the food of the future? All of a sudden now we don't have any meat on the shelves. Any meat. Hardly any meat. Some people do. Now, I'm not saying that everywhere is no meat. But some people don't have meat. Like, we don't see meat on the shelves in our stores. Last night I went to the store. Not very much meat on the shelf at all. Even when you go to a fast food restaurant, they're lacking white meat. At Kentucky Fried Chicken, they're lacking burgers. For Wendy's, so instead of getting your burger with the double burger, they're only allowing you to have one patty on your burger. You can't even have a triple burger. All right, now that's some restaurants. I don't know about all of them. Investors like Tyson and Cargill could put clean meat on grocery shelves within 3 years. See that headline right there? So within 3 years. Hello. This was March 23rd, 2018. Well, that was kind of quick, wasn't it? Traditional meat production is ecologically devastating, and a growing world population could make farm-raised animal meat unfeasible by 2050. What are they trying to do here? Farmers are not able to put their food out for anybody right now. Farmers are wasting onions on the ground. Farmers are wasting tomatoes on the ground. Farmers are killing chickens right now because they have no place to put them anymore. Baby chickens, and I mean baby chicks, thousands of them are being buried alive as we speak. This is horrible, okay? This to me is horrible. Because God created those animals so that we could eat. But yet these people are taking those animals away from us. So, traditional meat production is ecologically devastating, and a growing world population could make farm-raised animal meat unfeasible by 2050 is what they're saying. I don't know what to say. So billionaires, including Bill Gates, say there's no way to produce enough meat traditionally to feed the world population of the future. Really? Okay, yeah, that's fine. You're a billionaire. You have your right to say things, but you don't have the right to lead this world in what you say. Bill Gates has invented lab-grown meat companies, as has Richard Branson. Raising meat takes a great deal of land and water and has a substantial environmental impact. This was in this article here by CNBC. Gates wrote on his personal blog, GatesNotes.com, if you want to look at that. But simply, there's no way to produce enough meat for 9 billion people. Yet we can't ask everyone to become vegetarians. That's why we need more options for producing meat without depleting our resources. You know, it makes me wonder if Bill Gates or Mr. Branson here, or maybe Mr. George Soros, had planned this all along and tried to make people think that vegetarian is the way to go. You know, because there's an awful lot of them vegetarians pushing it on people, saying you shouldn't be eating meat. It's wrong. No, it's not. God created everything to be perfect as long as we're thankful for it. That's what his word says. We can eat it. All right? And I'm not going to argue with God on that. It's his word. So, simply, there's no way to produce enough meat for 9 million people, yet we can't ask everyone to become vegetarians. Oh, well then why are you saying this to us? All right? Tyson was the first big meat-producing plant to shut down. I'm suspicious of this, okay? And you should be too. So now they can introduce this lab-grown meat to the population. I just found out that a Chinese investment company owns Smithfield Foods, who runs the meat packaging plants that were threatening to close down. The Chinese. So now we have what's called a full economic war. That's the way I look at this. By the way, the ingredients in two plant-based burgers are identical to dog food. Ugh. Yes, both Gates and Branson are investors in Impossible Meat. You won't see me eating an Impossible Burger anytime soon. In another article here I found on Vox, the rise of meatless meat. Say what?
Gross.
I don't want no meatless meat.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
So, there's another kind of meat alternative on the horizon, so-called cell-based or lab-grown or cultured meat products that are made from real animal cells, but are grown in a food production plant instead of taken from animals raised in captivity and slaughtered for consumption.
GMO meat?
Yeah. These aren't on the market yet, and some are skeptical that they'll work out. But they are meat alternatives, too. And they might be part of the big picture as we try to move away from relying on factory farming to supply the meat consumers want. Just exactly what can they put into this meat that is ingested with the technology that they have? Think about this. We'll most likely never know because they're not going to tell you, okay? But I had to show you this, okay? Because this goes along with what I'm about to show you here pretty quick. So, nanobots, this is what they're doing. You see how small they are? Yeah. That little old red blotch that looks like a red cereal or a donut, that is actually red blood cell. And so these things can carry a red blood cell wherever they want. They can actually maneuver and put these things where they want because there's a GPS system involved in it. I'm going to get there later on that. But when I seen these things, and I'm like, I'm starting to understand a little bit better about these things now that I'm visiting these research and scientists' articles and reading their, you know, what they've come to diagnose, I'm like, they could use this for bad.
You think?
I mean, think about this. They could use this for bad. This is what I'm getting a point. Oh, I just I slipped and forgot to move the red blood cell and I hit the vein. Oops. Oh, well, he's bleeding internally. Don't worry about it. We'll fix it. We'll just put more nanobots in there and go and plug the hole. Right? All right. Not good. Now, smart dust is another thing I'm going to bring up because a lot of people don't know what smart dust is. What it is actually they can drop this from a plane or a helicopter. How are they going to drop it? And put it on the ground, and these can be received through a handheld data receiver, as you see on the left here. This guy's over here saying, oh, I can see exactly where this this Jeep is, or whatever this is here. I can see where it's at. Yeah, yeah. Good thing that my pilot up there dropped the smart dust all over, so these things have cameras in them, and now I can see through all the cameras all at once an image of this thing. I can know where the enemy's located at. Well, I want you to think about this. If they have this technology and they pour this on a city, they can watch all of us on the ground. Anywhere you walk, anywhere you go, if you go in the woods, they can drop it in the woods. They know who's there. They know a lot more than you think. Like I showed you earlier, Google knows a lot. And now the government's got this, the smart dust. It's like, wow. Move along. So smart dust is now a reality. Micro cameras no larger than grains of sand will soon blanket society. Privacy is history, okay? That when I saw this, privacy is history, it hit me. I'm like, man, tell me about it. I mean, I can't even go to a stoplight in my car where there's a camera watching me because I see that little red light coming on. And so I usually point up and wave at them. I just want them to know that I'm there, you know? If you're going to watch me, let me at least wave at you. So, just unbelievable. I had to show you this. Moving along. So I want to talk about your masks real quick because this really bugged me. And I threw this in here. It's kind of in between. But I want to kind of, you know, break the monotony, as you might say it, because some people, you know, they get a little bogged down with all the information I'm giving them here. And I didn't want that. But this is somewhat along them lines. But this is hypercapnia. It can be caused by rebreathing your own exhaled CO2 by wearing a mask continually. They know this, people. They know this. Okay? Dr. Fauci knows this. Main symptoms of carbon dioxide toxicity, right? Visual, dimming in your sight. Your brain, you get drowsiness, mild narcosis, dizziness, confusion, headache, and unconsciousness even. Hello? I really don't want to wear a mask too long, so I try not to have to go outside if I can. And if I am outside, I go to where nobody's around me 6 feet away, so I can't be fined because they sent 17,000 workers out now to go and fine you $1,200 if you didn't know this.
This is in New York
State. In New York State now.
But Trump said he's going to do it all over the place.
So, did you hear Kathy on that?
Mm-hmm.
It's like amazing. So, it's like, what? So, another one of the toxicity signs here is in your skin, you're sweating. Your heart is increased heart rate and blood pressure. Respiratory, shortness of breath. Muscular, you get tremors. Auditory, reduced hearing. So you can't hear very well. This is not good, wearing these masks. We need to have the masks off, and it needs to be soon, okay? So I had to bring this up to you because it's very important. Although the masks do help you from people, you know, if they decide to go and sneeze around you. You know, I got this on CNN Health, and it shows an animation that, if you can go to that site, shows an animation that droplets in a sneeze can travel up to 26 feet. What? Wait a minute. That's 20 feet more than what they're having us walk in between.
Yeah, it's really kind of hilarious.
There's a problem with this.
If this virus was real to begin with.
Yeah, if this virus could actually get in the air like that.
It's hilarious. The whole thing is ridiculous.
But we won't go there. I want you to make your own diagnosis of all this when I'm done.
Remember that it's all related to 5G. Okay.
So I'm going to move along with this, okay? So, bats. Ooh. Everybody hates bats, right? I don't like bats. They freak me out. I see a bat outside, man, I go inside. I don't want nothing to do with a stupid bat. Many of us grew up, you know, knowing about vampires, you know, the vampire movies when we were younger, you know. And so that's, you know, we cover our necks at night, you know, when we sleep when we're kids. But, you know, bats, this is not good, you know. There's a genetic study on bats. There are hundreds of biological weapons laboratories around the earth. Well, what could possibly go wrong, right? The Luger Center, a $161 million Pentagon-funded biolaboratory in Georgia's capital, Tbilisi, discovered coronaviruses in bats, with presumably pandemic potential as early as 2014. What? Those documents have been revealed. Furthermore, in 2017, the Pentagon launched a $6.5 million program in cooperation with the Luger Center involving genetic studies on coronaviruses in 5,000 bats collected in Georgia, Armenia, Azerbaijan, Turkey, and Jordan. Coincidentally, the same Pentagon contractor tasked the U.S. DOD Bat Research Program, Echo Health Alliance USA, also collected bats and isolated coronaviruses along with Chinese scientists at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. What? No way. Echo Health Alliance received a $3.7 million grant from the U.S. National Institute of Health to collect and study coronaviruses in bats in China from 2014 to 2019. The Luger Center sparked controversy about possible dual-use research in 2018 when leaked documents revealed that U.S. diplomats in Georgia were involved in trafficking of frozen human blood and pathogens for a secret military program. Documents reveal that the Luger Center also studied coronaviruses in bats in 2012. The U.S. Center for Disease Control, CDC, collected and sampled 236 bats for research in Georgia in cooperation with the Luger Center. There's a lot going on here, ain't there, folks? The project was funded by the U.S. DoD Defense Threat Reduction Agency, or DTRA. Part of the samples were shipped to CDC in Atlanta for screening for multiple pathogens. Another part was stored at the Luger Center for further studies. They're storing this stuff in places. It's like, think about this. Oh, well, does anybody know if it really originated from Wuhan, China now? Because this doesn't add up. In 2014, the U.S. Center for Disease Control, or CDC, launched a second project, Emerging Zoonotic Pathogens in Georgian Bats, along with Georgian scientists at the Luger Center. Again, the project was funded by the International Science and Technology Center, or ISTC. As you see here, Project G-2101 is what that was. Pentagon Biolab discovered MERS and SARS-like coronaviruses in bats. Hello? You guys waking up here? This is where we wake up. We're like, this is going on underneath our noses and nobody knows about it. So I'm exposing it, okay? This needs to be exposed. Now, does anyone remember Operation Paperclip? Operation Paperclip was a secret program of the Joint Intelligence Objectives Agency, largely carried out by special agents of Army CIC, in which more than 1,600 German scientists, engineers, and technicians such as Wernher von Braun and his V-2 rocket team were taken from Germany to the United States for U.S. government employment. Nazis. Hello. Primarily between 1945 and 1959. Now, many were former members and some were former leaders of the Nazi Party. Hello, Operation Paperclip. A lot of people don't know it about. I'm exposing it. It's already out there. All this information is out on the Google highway. You know, if you want to go look it up, Google knows what you're researching. So, you know, I don't care if they know what I'm researching. I really don't care. It doesn't bother me none. Frankfurt School Sociology Department of Nazi Germany was transferred in its entirety to the University of Chicago in 1950. All faculty, that is. Many do not know this, but the entire Nazi intelligence command structure was used to start the what? The CIA. The scientists ended up in the U.S. military industrial complex, worked with the CIA, NASA, and more. One of the Nazi experiments that continued in America was mind control, known as the CIA's Project MK-Ultra. Now, you can look into MK-Ultra for yourself, me and Kathy.
Mind control.
Mind control. That's all it is. So, going on further here, I want to talk about BTO. Biological Technologies Office, okay? DARPA's Biological Technologies Office develops capabilities that embrace the unique properties of biology. Keep that in mind. Adaptation, replication, complexity, and applies those features to revolutionize how the United States defends the homeland, prepares and protects its soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines. BTO is helping the Department of Defense to counter novel forms of bioterrorism, deploy innovative biological countermeasures to protect U.S. forces and accelerate warfighter readiness and overmatch to confront adversary threats. Over the next few weeks, DARPA will be highlighting each of these programs' roles related to COVID-19 response. Today's focus is on the new DARPA program, which is called DIGIT. Detect it with gene editing technologies. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't want nobody messing with my genes. So, this aims to leverage advances in gene editing technologies to develop field-forward diagnostic and biosurveillance technologies that enable detection of any threat, anytime, anywhere. They're messing with your genes now. They're messing with your DNA. They're messing with your genes. And they're messing with your thoughts. Now, I've proven this factual. This is all their stuff. I'm not making this stuff up, okay? You cannot make this stuff up. Vivo Nano Platform picture. Let's look at this. Agencies awarded DARPA contract for in vivo nano platform. So this reads, the U.S. Department of Defense has recently awarded a notable contract related to the field of chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear defense of life science research of interest for potential applications in biodefense. Man, they got bioweapons everywhere, don't they? Agentes LLC, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, has been awarded an $11,206,720 cost contract. The work will support the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, DARPA. What? DARPA again? Boy, it sure just show up everywhere. In vivo nanoplatforms, IVN program. IVN seeks to develop new classes of adaptable nanoparticles for persistent, distributed, unobtrusive, physiological, and environmental sensing, as well as the treatment of physiologic abnormalities. Illness and infectious disease. Huh. The work will be performed in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Cambridge, Massachusetts. I want you guys to note this. Bill Gates funds Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Cambridge. I say Cambridge. That's how it is. That's the way it is. Davis, California, and College Station, Texas. The estimated completion date is April 14, 2015. What? Fiscal 2013 research and development funds are being obligated at a time of award. The contracting activity is DARPA, Arlington, Virginia. Wow. There's DARPA again. I'm telling you what, DARPA sure showing up a lot. What? Whoa, wait a minute. What's this? DARPA is making insects that can deliver bioweapons, says some scientists. This is on Newsweek. I just happened to skip through and saw this. I was like, are you serious? They got bioweapons and a bug now? Man, you got a bug land on you, man. You better get it off you real quick. Just makes you wonder, you know?
Just checking.
So, you know, there's a lot going on here, folks. And they're not saying anything. And so I got to go on. I got to show you some stuff, man. So the U.S. government, this went on to say on this website, a Newsweek, U.S. government's Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency has been accused of trying to create a new class of biological weapons that would be delivered via virus-infected insects. Let me tell you something, and I thought about this right when the pandemic started. If this is a virus, and a mosquito comes along and bites somebody, and that mosquito comes over about 7 feet away and lands on me and takes some of my blood and mixes my blood with that person's blood, and think about this, virus is in that blood, in that thing that's sticking in my skin. Does that mean I can get the virus? This is not good. And then this came up, and I'm looking at this, I'm like, are you serious? And they're talking about a bioweapon with bugs. Now going on, the Insect Allies program was announced by DARPA in 2016. It is a research project that aims to protect the U.S. agricultural food supply, GMO, by delivering protective genes to plants via insects, which are responsible for the transmission of most plant viruses. Scientists believe that loading the bugs up with viruses that would offer plants protective benefits could be one way of ensuring food security in the event of a major threat. Really? In an editorial published in the journal Science, a group of researchers led by Richard Guy Reeves from the Max Planck Institute for Evolutionary Biology in Germany says insect allies isn't exactly what it says it is. Instead, they claim DARPA is potentially developing insects as a means of delivering a new class of biological weapon. Now, man, that hit. That hit home when I heard that. I had to share this, okay? I was under obligation of the Lord to share this, revealing that which is in the darkness with the light. So I'm putting some light on this subject.
Can I throw just one thing here real quick?
Sure.
So keeping in mind, guys, that even if, like, here, we really know that 5G is the main culprit of this COVID shot, okay? This whole, not shot, but this whole first round of COVID, okay? But what's coming, which has already begun to come out, is the one they're morphing into.
Yeah,
because back in January, you guys remember that the Holy Spirit told us that the next round will be real.
It will be
the real thing. No, it'll be actual disease, not just 5G. It will be actual disease, and it's going to be unbelievably off the charts, the worst possible plague in history.
And we didn't just talk about this. The Holy Spirit told us, but David Wilkerson also saw this a while back. You can look up his video on that.
Exactly.
So, this goes on to read.
Yes.
Instead, scientists with DARPA are looking at introducing genetically modified viruses that can edit chromosomes directly in fields. These are known as horizontal environmental genetic alteration agents. The DARPA program is using the principles of HEGAAS, but unlike traditional methods of dispersal, like spraying fields with them, it wants to spread them through insects. At the same time, maize and tomato plants are being used in experiments, and the insects being used for dispersal are leafhoppers, aphids, and what? Whiteflies. Here we go. Another article. The Pentagon wants to make an army of virus-spreading insects. Scientists are concerned. Are a little concerned yet, people? I would think you should be. Because this is really opening up some light into this darkness. So, it's just, this bioweapons, you know, it's crazy. So when you look at this stuff, it's just, I have to tell people. This was on The Independent. It says, U.S. military plan to spread viruses using insects could create new class of biological weapons, scientists warned. This is everywhere. They're talking about this everywhere now. This was out in October of 2018, this article. When you see that, it's like, there sure is a lot of this going on, this genetically modified viruses to crops, huh? So I had to share this. This is just something. The DARPA research arm of the U.S. military is embarking on a radical new trial. Excuse me. But researchers warned that the technology could be turned into a biological weapon. There's a lot going on, folks, if you ask me. And Bill Gates is attached to all of it through his funding, from what I see. Tell me if I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong, you know? So, DARPA's virus-carrying bugs aren't officially weapons, but it sure sounds like they could be. This is the war zone on the drive. This is what I found. Another one. I'm like, are you serious? So, this has been going on for some time. And it continues to go on. But I want to go on a little bit more into DARPA, because DARPA is not is making weapons that are out of this world. And when I say out of this world, I do mean that. So, U.S. military is hacking insects with virus DNA, raising fears of dangerous new bioweapons. Another one on Wired. DARPA, the research arm of the U.S. military, is embarking on a radical new trial, but researchers warn that technology could be turned into a biological weapon. Here it is again. So, this is what I want to talk to you about a little bit in depth. Do you know DARPA is testing out a swarm of drones? And this is not just any swarm of drones. These drones can cause a lot of havoc or these drones could be used for good. Now, hopefully they're going to use all these for good, but I think not, okay? So it's experimenting with using a swarm of autonomous drones and ground robots to assist with military missions. That's okay, you know, because that's cool, you know. But if that comes into civilian life and they're using this on civilians, that's not cool, okay? So I want you to see something here. There's a video called Slaughterbots. But I want to turn your attention here real quick on this before we go there. The Agenda 21 plan. A lot of people, you need to do some research on this. It was signed by George H.W. Bush, and it represents a dangerous threat to American sovereignty. Dictated by the United Nations, an attempt to get Americans to lock away usable land that could be developed and compact people into cramped cities. It's been called the most dangerous threat to American sovereignty. An anti-human document which takes aim at Western culture and the Judeo-Christian and Islamic religions that will bring a new dark ages of pain and misery yet unknown to mankind and abolish golf courses, grazing pastures, and paved roads in the name of creating a one world order. Okay? Now, a lot of people don't know about Agenda 21. This is why I'm bringing this up. A lot of people don't know about Agenda 2030. They're both the same, except that one is wanting all this to happen by 2021. The other one wants it all to happen by 2030. And there's a lot involved here. It sounds like science fiction or some conspiracy theory, but it isn't, okay? I found this on a website, and I have to read this. UN Agenda 21 Sustainable Development is the action plan implemented worldwide to inventory and control all land, all water, all minerals, all plants, all animals, all construction, all means of production, all energy, all education, all information, and all human beings in the world. Can you say inventory and control? Right? Agenda 2030 here, as I was saying, is the same as Agenda 21. The agenda for the 21st century, or Agenda 21, is a 100-year plan. Agenda 2030 is a milestone year, obviously 30 years in. Don't be fooled into disregarding UN Agenda 21 as outdated or updated by Agenda 2030. This is a manipulation designed to bury all of the objections and activism against Agenda 21. It's not good, right? This is not sounding good. This is why I had to bring that to your attention. I had to. The Bible says, "There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling." If you're a Christian, you're not going to have any problems, okay? You're going to have everything just going on just fine. Everything will be just fine. But you got to put your trust in the Lord, not in the world. You need to get yourself right with Him completely right now, especially nowadays, because we're moving into the Antichrist beast system, okay? It's all coming into play just like we all knew it would, just like the book of Revelation said it would, and we're seeing it. It's coming to pass. You know, we knew this was coming a while back. We warned people this is going to get worse. Things are about to hit the fan. We kept warning people, telling people to get right with the Lord. Some are listening now, which is great. But I want you, if you're watching this video, I want you to get right with the Lord. It's very, very important that you do this. You know, because the things that are happening now, it's just unbelievable. You know, I had to show you this stuff. And I couldn't believe I actually done this video and this in two videos, by the way. It's all the information that I have to share is just, there's too much. I have to share one last thing with you.
After you're done with that, I'll share something at the end.
And I might need your help on this, Kathy.
Okay, what are we doing?
I want this pasted into a window over here, so you can take that off there now.
Okay.
And go to YouTube, and I want you guys to watch this. This is the last thing I'm going to present on this video. And I thank you all for watching, from what you have watched. I was going to just leave this link in the bottom, you know, about DARPA and what they're doing with the Slaughterbots. But I really do want you people to see this, and I don't want you to miss it. So I'm going to play this on here and have Kathy help me with that.
Okay.
Before we sign off and before we stop.
I'm going to bring it to me here quick.
The recording here. So, yeah, bring that in for me.
Hold on.
Thank you, Lord, for all the information you've been giving us, Lord. Thank you for leading us and guiding us into your peace. I just pray, Father, that so many people would, you just touch each and every person watching right now and at the sound of my voice, that, Lord God, that they would have the peace that surpasses all of understanding.
Okay. Doesn't want to do it, so I guess we're just going to have to...
Hallelujah.
Escape here. All right, hang on a minute.
Hallelujah.
So, let's do this. And
so we are going to go to the YouTube.
And this one?
No, this one. I already got it copied.
Oh, you do? All right.
Yeah, so you can copy and paste it.
And I'm gonna copy and paste one last one.
Because you can while actually, we're at it.
Then I don't have to do it myself. You can finish it with it. So hang on one sec. We got two very big ones that we're going to show you here, guys. One sec. Okay.
You don't want to just mute it.
Copy. No, I didn't want it to do that, but it's because I had to get it stuck there. Okay. All right, so this is the one that we saw this afternoon about the, you just play the whole thing, the 5 minutes. It's about the, what they're going to do.
This is the Slaughterbots. This is the one
yes.
I want to show first.
All right, and then the other one.
Okay, we'll show the other one after.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
No problem.
Technology person.
You can full screen that if you want.
All right, so this is the one I'm talking about. You can find this on YouTube. It's called Horror Short Film Slaughterbots.
Customer pilots directed almost 3,000 precision strikes last year. We're super proud of it. It allows you to separate the bad guys from the good. It's a big deal. But we have something much bigger.
Before I go
your
on
kids
with this,
probably have one of these, right?
I want to stop right here. Before I go on with this, some people say, oh, this was just a movie that they came up with. You know, it's just a script, you know, and they're just showing you. But let me tell you something. These things are real.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? DARPA has invented them. There's proof of it. You can go to DARPA's website. You can go look under DARPA, Slaughterbot. You can find it. They're there. This is real. Anything that they portray in Hollywood... usually is real. So, it's not all fake. They got to show you what they're doing.
They tell us without telling us.
They tell us without telling us. All right, going on.
Not quite. Hell of a pilot? No. That skill is all AI. It's flying itself. Its processor can react 100 times faster than a human. The stochastic motion is an anti-sniper feature. Just like any mobile device these days, it has cameras and sensors, and just like your phones and social media apps, it does facial recognition.
Whoa.
Inside here is 3 grams of shaped explosive. This is how it works. Did you see that? That little bang is enough to penetrate the skull and destroy the contents. They used to say guns don't kill people. People do. Well, people don't.
Just in case people, because some people listen to these, to this, somebody might be listening to this, just to let you know, that was a tiny less than your, smaller than your palm, maybe an inch and a half wide drone that literally shot a mannequin directly in the skull. Yeah.
That might be why they call it horror short film. Not good, huh?
They get emotional, disobey orders, aim high. Let's watch the weapons make the decisions. Now, trust me, these were all bad guys. Now, that is an airstrike of surgical precision. It's one of a range of products. Trained as a team, they can penetrate buildings, cars, trains, evade people, bullets, pretty much any countermeasure. They cannot be stopped.
AI, people.
Now, I said this was big. Why? Because we are thinking big. Watch. A $25 million order now buys this. Enough to kill half a city. The bad half.
The bad
nuclear
half.
Is obsolete. Take out your entire enemy, virtually risk-free. Just characterize him, release the swarm, and rest easy. These are available today. We have a...
You can watch this video on your own. I'm going to stop this video here. It's actually 8 minutes long, but I don't want to make this video that I'm doing too long, so I'm going to go on with this other video that Kathy has.
All right, this is huge, guys. Yeah, go to the other one.
Welcome to the channel. I'm John X Army. I have breaking news you need to hear. You need to share this everywhere. Shout out to Central Banker World War III. I will put his channel link in the description for bringing this to my attention. Go over there and show him love. Now, let's watch the video and then we'll talk.
We are beginning a program today which will certainly grow into something larger and larger, and that is a community contact tracing program. We've done contact tracing all along. That a contact is a person who's been exposed to someone that we document to have the COVID infection. When we find someone who has a COVID infection, those people are immediately isolated. But we also work with them to figure out who their contacts were. But the purpose of this program is to bring on people. We may bring on up to 50 or even more as the program grows and as we see the needs for it. As we do more testing, we will find more and more people who have COVID-19. And again, we'll isolate every one of them and we will find every one of their contacts. And we will make sure that they stay quarantined and we'll check in with them every day. We're going to do a more complete job and we're going to do a more meticulous job of making it less and less possible for others in the county to run into someone with COVID-19 infection. It's not just our county. There are going to be thousands of people hired who will be these contact investigators throughout the state. And this is occurring in many, many other states as well, perhaps all of the states in our country. We will be giving intensive training to these people, identifying and finding contacts. Some of the people we find are going to have trouble being isolated. For instance, if they live in a home where there's only one bathroom and there are three or four other people living there and those people don't have COVID infection, we're not going to be able to keep the person in that home. Every person who we're isolating, for instance, needs to have their own bathroom. And so we'll be moving people like this into other kinds of housing that we have available.
Yeah, so you heard what they said, people. They're going to have...
Yeah, do you guys comprehend what he just said? So they're saying, if they find, and when we say find, I say that very generally, because They don't have to prove to us that their test actually works correctly. They don't have to prove to us that the person actually has COVID. We're just going to go by their word. They tell us, oh, yeah, the test came back. You got it's positive. You got COVID. Really? Really? How are we supposed to tell the truth from that? How do we know if that's exactly right? So if they find, let's say Joe Smith lives with his wife and two kids, right? Joe Smith was found to have COVID. Oh, okay, well, now they're going to follow him all over the place, and they're going to follow him home. And they're going to say, okay, what's going on here? Oh, do you have two bathrooms? Oh, you only got one? I'm sorry, you're going to have to go to, a FEMA camp. Come on with me. We got a special place of safety for you. We're going to take care of you, and it's going to be all better. Yeah.
I want you guys to understand something here. The NDAA Act and the Patriot Act were there supposedly to help us. But with that said, they do not have to tell you where they put your family member.
Mm-hmm.
And if your family member ends up disappearing for the rest of your life, they don't have to tell you what happened to them neither.
Nope.
Okay? Think about that. Look up NDAA. Look up Patriot Act. There's a lot said with just those two things. So I want you to keep that in mind. Are we still going to watch more?
Well, there was one that I put the link in the chat room. it's the long one. I don't know how many of you saw it, but it was a link. I said this on our break too, but they had been taken off YouTube because they were,
They're censoring people.
No, what do you call the person who's telling the information? I can't. A leak. They were. I can't think of the word.
Somebody leaked it.
An informant. Okay, yeah, informant. Thank you. I couldn't think of the word. So this was an informant who was part of the whole thing, knew exactly what they did, has all the proof in this video. It's come on and off of YouTube several times in the last week because YouTube doesn't want the info out there. Well, Shaking My Head Productions took it and went over to BitChute and reposted it over there. And so, it's called Agenda Plandemic, 50 Years in the Making. And I've put the link in both the, I'll put it in Twitch chat again. But it's in the chat room on Team Jesus chat on our website. But I'm also going to put it under the video for in the description box on Brighteon.
So the videos that I've done, all the stuff that I have given you, all the information that I've given you, I'm going to have Kathy put all the links on the very first video. So you'd probably have to go back and watch the very first video that I did. It'll be video one, video two. So all those links will be on there. But I'm going to sign off now because we've been on for quite a long, long, long time. But I hope that you guys understand the information that I put out here. Took me about a week to gather, about 4 days, basically. But we are here, okay?
Yep.
When I say that we are here, we are here.
Absolutely.
There's a lot going on, people. Keep your prayer life going with Jesus because he loves to hear from his children every second of the day. He loves your very breath. When you speak out to him, he loves the very breath that comes out to speak to him. So he loves you. If you don't know Jesus, the gospel of Jesus is really simple. He died for your sins. He died for you so that you could be forgiven and have a relationship with God the Father forever, for all of eternity. And all you have to do is simply look to him and say, God, forgive me of my sins. I'm confessing with my mouth and I'm believing in my heart that you died for me so that my sins could be forgiven. Please forgive me and help me to walk in you daily. Help me to know your peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I'd also like to mention, if you're new to Christ, please come to TeamJesus222.com. Well, anybody can, of course, but especially if you're new. The top here will give you some really good introduction videos that'll help you get started and teach you a few basics that you need from the Word of God. But also, you should have a Bible, most definitely. And please let us know if you need a Bible and you don't have one. Please email us.
We will try to get you one.
Absolutely.
As long as we got finances coming in, we will get you one.
Yes.
Try to find you one.
This is our email. Our ministry email is graftedinteamjesus222@gmail.com. And the secondary email, in case for some reason that doesn't work, you also have teamjesus222@protonmail.com. Both of them should work fine. Please email us and let us know. We'll get you a Bible. We can answer any questions you might have. If you want to go to this site as well, or if anybody out there knows anybody who needs some help coming to Christ and get learning, this is also a special place for them, and it's got all of the teachings that the Lord's given us, with the exception of a few maybe, but this has got some really good teachings in it, a really good start. Just a really good place to come for some new people. Again, it's teamjesus222.com. And we're going to leave you real quick and let you know that if you want to watch these videos and you've missed the live stream, that's what's next. The live stream, you can always watch live streams here. This is on our website. You can watch live streams direct on Twitch. But if it's after the live stream and you want to watch the video, you just click here and you go right to our Brighteon channel. Okay, and that's got all the archives and you'll be able to watch everything. Okay, and we'd like to leave you guys and say thank you for everything. And if the Lord's leading you to bless this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel and the ministry of Jesus Christ, please click here. All you have to do is click here and it goes right to the PayPal for the ministry. Just give us a call. Click on here. Give us a call. Listen to me.
Well, you can give us a call.
You can give us a call if you want, even though our number's nowhere. But you can click here and donate if the Lord leads. And it helps us to keep everything going because we got a lot of expenses coming up now because we have upgraded the website and everything. But anyway, other than that, thank you so much. And thank you for your prayers because let me tell you, the Lord is doing so much. So much. The ministry is getting absolutely over the top at this point. So that's it for now. Thank you, everybody. God bless you. We are here for you anytime. Again, it's graftedinteamjesus222@gmail.com if you have any questions. God bless you and have a absolutely blessed evening. Bye-bye.